Calling all the real Americans. I've voiced it before I know what it means. I remember the term, but not pleasantly. I suck in a breath, knowledge seeping in. I know where I've heard it before. In a sleepy small town, where they used it against me. Calling all the real Americans. I used to think about that phrase and relish such a bitter irony. Wonder why on earth those who shouted it out, yelling it as a tease or taunt, understood America the least. Calling all the real Americans. I remember the way they painted it, the real American. As if there was just one, and all the others were just fakes. And in their mind, he was a hero, a caped crusader who could do no wrong. And somewhere between the lines of sorrow and resentment, there came the gift of rebellion that allowed me to distort their image. They were a hero, but less 1950s middle class, more 1960s beat poet. Their mistakes just a mask, a disguise to get people to listen as they sung out their ideals. Most just see the mask, I told myself, and most, I suppose, are content that way. But I'm not, I told myself, promised myself. Yet, as I thought on it some more, I realized I had made the same mistake as them. I had painted, albeit my own version, of one singular, definite, real American. We may have chosen different sides, but we still both only thought in black and white, letting the gray seep into the cracks in the mural, calling all the real Americans. Who exactly are you? Are you the heroes, the ones marching for rights, the outcasts and underdogs who cry out for freedom? Or are you the ones beating them back, calling out insults and jeers as you prey on people's deepest fears? Are you the small force bound to win? Or are you the gargantuan villain? Calling all the real Americans, are you the ones who still hold true to the founding principles? Or are you the ones who have grown so fixated on the details of older views that you have lost the ideals? Calling all the real Americans, truth be told, I don't even know what I should request of you. Should I urge you to pick up the pen, or beg you to lay down your arms? Because your faults are so strong that they can only be overcome by your ideals. You, America, are a mix, a combination of the person and the mask they hide behind. And I have come to realize that real Americans are not inherently good or bad, for they are both the immigrant arriving on a chilly December morn and the person shouting at them to go back home. Real Americans have both created and alleviated the suffering of others. Real Americans are both wrong and right, conformist and outcast, all at the same time. Real Americans are an undefinable mix of everything good and ill, of ideals and details. They are the shades of gray that lie in between black and white. Real Americans are the cause and what solved our greatest problems. They have made choices both bad and good, and now they are called upon once more. So I'm calling all the real Americans and asking them just what kind of real American they're going to be.